When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Hive Mind. This is a pop culture pop-in. I'm here with Emily. Hey, Emily.
Hi, Meg. It's Emily.
How's it going?
It's going pretty well. How are you?
It's going pretty well. It's been a minute since we've done a pop culture pop-in. Partly because a lot of pop culture has been dark the last couple weeks. Don't really want to get into the Diddy stuff. First and foremost, because I'm not well enough informed on it to speak to it, other than to say it seems pretty bad.
Seems really bad. Seems dark. Seems heavy. Seems really bad. It sounds like Diddy might be getting his due. It's nice when there's resolution, I think, for people. So that part is hopefully working out really well for the victims.
From your perspective, is this like an open secret? Because I was like, I had no idea.
I think so many people had to have known. Maybe not like America, but I think like within the industry, people had to know.
Okay. So like a Harvey Weinstein, like people knew, but.
It feels pretty dark and it feels pretty widespread. I did read Cassie's story when it came out and it felt like a lot of people understood what was happening. But like the Harvey Weinstein case, this powerful man, they just let it happen.
Yeah.
And it's awful.
All our best to the victims. That's terrible. More dark news. Christine Quinn's husband was arrested for domestic violence. It's pretty rough. He threw a bag of glass at Christine. It hit their child instead. There's photos of him out in a bathrobe being taken in. And last I heard, she had been issued a restraining order or been granted a restraining order against him.
Yes, I read this too. He tried to get a restraining order against her. And the judge was like, no, that's not what's happening. It sounds like, gosh, you really don't know someone from reality TV. You know what I mean, Meg?
Yeah, no, that's never been more true.
Never been more true. Terrible. I feel so bad for Christine. I would love for her to come back on the show to tell her side.
Are we getting more Selling Sunset? Things like kind of seem to be spiraling. I saw on Page Six today, Heather was like, it's such a toxic environment. I really didn't enjoy it. Chelsea divorced her husband.
I hope that the Brie feels the vindication she should about that news. I don't know. I think Selling Sunset should probably die, but I also enjoy it. And I'll tell you what I don't want to watch, though. This is a sharp left, you guys, from dark to completely petty. I have no interest in watching Selling OC. Have you seen all that news coming out about Brittany Snow just did this interview and was like, what you thought happened probably happened. And then Alexa Hall, AKA the worst TV character of all time, and I'll go down saying that, was like, try to shade Brittany Snow. And I mean, the whole thing is messy in a way that I'm not interested enough in.
She didn't just shade her, she called her stinky. No, she called her daddy host stinky, which is so funny and so weird and so ineffective. Like, if anything, it makes me like the call her daddy girly, and I have no opinion of her.
Didn't care at all about her. Getting called stinky is hilarious.
It's hilarious. It's really, really funny. No, I also don't care. I tried to watch season one. I just couldn't get into it. Never watched season two. I just can't keep up with that many luxury real estate brokerage firms, honestly.
Yeah, I watched it all and I'll watch it again, but it's not that enjoyable. I am loving Buying Beverly Hills and I would love to talk to anyone who wants to listen about it.
Talk to me about it. I haven't started, but I want to.
Well, Kyle Richards from, Watcher in the Woods. Wasn't she in that Disney show?
No, she what was she, but she was also in Halloween.
Yeah, so she, you know, from Beverly Hills, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, her husband, Mauricio, has the agency, which is like a real estate tycoon, whatever. The first season was all about the dynamics with the family and their daughter, Alexi. She looks and sounds just like Kyle. How she works there. They have another older sister, Farrah, who works there. And the first season was like, it was good. It was entertaining. But the second season is all about like the marriage is falling apart. We get so many more answers about Kyle and Mauricio's marriage in this show than we ever did from Real Housewives. And it's just very entertaining. And there's a younger sister who just joined and everyone's terrified of her. And I love it.
So is Kyle Richards' separation because she grew so close to that country star?
No, I think they grew apart is my, I don't think it seems, this is pure fodder, no facts. It doesn't seem like Mauricio maybe was the best marriage vow keeper is what it feels like to me from this show.
Okay.
He's also now dating someone that looks just like his daughters. So, you know, I kind of have beef with Mauricio.
Oh, no.
At that point. But the show is wildly entertaining and I cannot recommend it enough. I just like the things that people in real estate apparently can do. Wild. Like you can't sexually harass people this much and still have jobs. They do.
All I have seen of it is the trailer that Netflix insists I keep watching, and I do. His veneers look crazy.
Chiclets.
They are so white and so not the right shape.
Yeah, they're real bad. I mean, and you just got it. I'm telling everyone, it's very entertaining. He's okay. Doing like too much yoga in the office. That's my number one pet peeve.
Any yoga in the office is too much yoga in the office. IMO.
Yoga in the office. That's just my personal opinion.
Okay. Also kind of dark, not as dark. Gypsy Rose Blanchard getting a divorce. I know how tragic that is for our listeners to hear. Gypsy Rose Blanchard is, of course, the woman who just got out of prison after murdering her mother, who was poisoning her with Munchausers by proxy, on which Gypsy was the show on Hulu.
She was just an accomplice.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Her boyfriend, who is not her current husband, her
boyfriend. It's called The Act.
The Act. That's right.
Very
good. Yeah, she just encouraged her boyfriend to murder her mother and went to prison for that. Was happy to be reunited with her husband when she got out. Now, sadly, getting divorced.
Yes, it was a jailhouse marriage. They got married while she was in jail. She got very explicit about his anatomy on Instagram. Too much. Too much for me. Gypsy's such a complicated subject, right? Because it's like she's the victim. She's also a perpetrator, and it's hard to know how to even talk about her, because if you watch The Act, which I cannot recommend enough, it is so good. Patricia Arquette, so freaking.
Isn't it Ryan Murphy?
That's a great question.
I thought it was Ryan Murphy, which is why I never watched it, because I can't do Ryan Murphy shows.
Do you hate Ryan Murphy?
I do. No offense to any Ryan Murphy fans, but his shows drive me absolutely up the wall.
Well, it wasn't Ryan Murphy, so get
okay,
to watch.
Then I'll be watching.
It is good. It's actually, I don't hate Ryan Murphy, but it's better than a Ryan Murphy show would be, for the record.
Okay.
It's really well acted. It's interesting. It did make her a very complicated character for me, because, you know, you hear like someone encouraged their boyfriend to kill their mom. Bad. Munchausen's by proxy is nuts. Like this girl getting like teeth pulled out because it's like bad teeth. I mean, it's awful. There's no winners but us on the internet in her freedom tour, because she is wildly entertaining. Sorry.
She is. My favorite, she did like a whole media round. And one of my favorite interviews is one she did on The View. And she says, you know, what I did was wrong. And Joy says, no, you're fine. What did you do that was so wrong? And then she has to say, well, I murdered my mother. And then Joy says, oh, yeah, okay, I guess that was wrong. Laughed for days.
Now that you mention it, yeah, that was wrong. Meg, will you tell me about Meghan Markle?
I'll do my best. So Meghan Markle, it should be said, in the middle of at the peak of the Kate Middleton hoopla prior to her making us all feel really bad by announcing that she has been diagnosed with cancer. So sorry, Kate. Meghan Markle launched a brand called American Riviera.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
Sure is, and apparently is in reference to like Montecito, because like one person in the history of the world has called it the American Riviera. And if you go on her Instagram, it is so 2015. It is just like a grid image that says American Riviera, and then when you click on the link, it takes you to a wait list. And from what people have been able to piece together, it looks like she wants to launch like a lifestyle brand website.
Okay.
Which again, like, what year is it? Remember when Blake Lively tried to do this and she did it so poorly because she had no idea what American consumer women actually wanted from a celebrity like her?
I will never forget Blake Lively posting like a $1,300 coat. I wanted it so bad, but it was like $1,300.
Right. And like a lot of the criticisms I've seen of this project is that Meghan Markle thinks that her readers are going to be like luxury readers when in fact they're like J. Crew shoppers, which to be clear is what I am. Like, I'm mid-tier, but she just doesn't know how to like address people like me. And she still refers to herself as the Duchess of Sussex. Like, who is this for? What are you doing? Why now? Do we need another lifestyle blogger when we have Gwyneth? When we have what's her face, Joanna Gaines, like we've got enough of this. This seems like a doomed project, just like all their other projects. Did you read Tina Brown's piece in the New York Times about this big royals debacle?
No.
Okay. Tina Brown is like the royal writer, like the premier royal watcher. And she called Harry and Meghan the clown show, which is so mean, but also like, every project they do just turns out to be a disaster.
It's a real joke.
And I'm like, do you guys need money? Like, what is happening?
It does make me wonder, like, that what I've been thinking about since the whole debacle around the royals is, does everyone who have a job there now just like, was it nepotism? Like, how are these people getting hired? Because they don't seem good at their jobs.
Awful.
Like, who is telling Meghan? Yeah, American Riviera. I thought the American Riviera was like the Florida Panhandle.
I don't even know what it's supposed to mean. Like, what's the first Riviera? Like, explain that to me. I think I know, but like, you put American in front of it and I'm completely lost.
All I'm seeing is Tommy Hilfiger.
That's
all I'm seeing. That's all my brain is acknowledging with this American Riviera. Yeah, I just honestly, they seem so poor.
Yeah, right? Like, this is the kind of thing I wanted to launch in 2014 when I had no money. Like, maybe if I do a fashion blog, I'll earn a bunch of money. You know, like, what is happening?
It's happening. It's
why didn't Netflix work out?
Because they must suck, like, to experience. The question is, like, what made Netflix, but they must not suck enough, you know, because if they were real messy, Netflix would have kept doing it.
Sorry.
I don't know. I don't know anything about I don't know anything about royals, to my mom's chagrin, because she does want to talk about it all the time. But I do know, I really feel strongly like Meghan needs a friend who tells her the truth. We all need a friend who just says, you know what? Those aren't your best pants.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
For me, that person is my sister. And sometimes, yeah, it hurts. But I'm always thankful in the end, you know?
Sister, but her sister sucks. And I don't blame Meghan for that. Because her sister did suck. Remember how she was like spreading news around about her?
Yeah. Best of luck to the Sussexes.
Tell you right now.
Sussex never family.
I will not look into American Riviera at all. So Meghan. No. In case you're curious.
Because it's 2024, not 2014. Sorry.
I don't need it. I'm tired.
Tell me about Jared Leto hosting Wheel of Fortune.
Oh my gosh. I don't care about April Fool's Day because, like, one, we just had a holiday. Two, I don't like pranks. They don't please me. They're not my sense of humor. So I don't really like April Fool's Day, but what happened with Jared Leto is the perfect April Fool's Day joke. It's when what happened was he came onto Wheel of Fortune, which to me is the antithesis of Jared Leto, and was like, I'm the new host of Wheel of Fortune. Just kidding. It was April Fool's. And it like happened really quick. Like they didn't let the joke play out that long. They just immediately were like, it's April Fool's Day. And watching him in a Pat Sajak Men's Wearhouse suit coming in with Vanna White, like, I don't even care about Jared Leto. I think he's dumb. I think he's not a great actor. Oof. Oof. I don't think he's great. I loved him after that. I'm really won over.
My favorite Jared Leto image is the one where he's at a runway. I think it's Marc Jacobs. And he is looking up with like sheer delight on his face at the model walking by. And you can see the look. And then a year later, he's wearing that look on a red carpet. Like, it's perfect.
It is
perfect. I've heard he's a real nightmare. That image really delights me.
I can only imagine. Absolutely terrible to have to spend time with.
Right?
Yes. But yeah, there's just things that he does that are pure delights on an entertainment, not a human basis. I don't know him as a human. I don't care about him as a human. That was a good joke, and I don't care who you are.
Agreed. Not April Fool's, but also kind of sus. Lizzo posted a it was like a notes app statement on her Instagram, essentially saying, I'm so tired of everyone coming for me. I quit. And everyone's like, oh, Lizzo's quitting the music industry. Lizzo's not going to make any more music. And today she was like, no, you guys, I mean, I quit people coming for me. And it's like, I don't think that's something you quit. I don't think you can quit other people's attitude towards you. Best of luck. I would love that personally, if I could just quit the way people come for me. But she's still going to make music.
Okay. All right. I wish someone would just tell me how to think about Lizzo. I wish someone would just be like, here's what your opinion on Lizzo should be.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be nice. I wish that about a lot of things. TBH. Yeah. I hate that I'm like supposed to use my brain and like, I want us all to all collectively meet once a week and be like, how do we feel about this thing?
We're off on Lizzo. We could come back, but let's wait to hear all the evidence. Like, I wish that's what was happening, because I don't know how to feel about her, because she had some bops. She got some bops. She had some good
some bops, but she also had some problems arise with her staff and some accusations. Yeah.
You know, let's play it out. What I would do love, though, is this attitude that I decided that negativity, we're not doing that about me anymore.
Yeah, I love that. I wish it was. I wish that was a thing that happened and that's how it worked. Any other pop culture news from you before we hop into our bonus episode?
No. Except this one thing I need to talk about. It's a niche thing, which is, does anyone want to talk to me about how I've been watching Masters of Air because it was my husband's turn to pick the show? And honestly, if you're okay with war, you're going to really enjoy it. If you're empathetic, bye-bye. Because for me, it's tough. I say once an episode, well, the war's really a bummer.
Yeah, war's tough. War's tough.
It needs to be said. But the thing that's fascinating me the most right now is that Callum Turner, who stars in Master of Air, you might remember him from Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. He's Newt's Commander's brother. Anyway, he dates Dua Lipa. It is the oddest looking pair I've ever seen, and I'm rooting for them so hard.
Is Dua Lipa good in it?
She's not in the show. They're dating in real life.
They're dating in real life.
Yes, they are a couple, and I am fascinated by it, because he looks like any white English guy. And I think Dua Lipa, I'm going to say it, I think she's one of the most beautiful women on the planet.
Oh, yeah, gorgeous.
So it's fascinating to me. I love it so much. I want anyone to talk to me about it. Please talk to me about it. I'm begging.
Email Emily. Emily, drop your email here. Just kidding. Don't do that. You'll get a little too many emails. DM Emily on social media. All right. We are going to record a bonus episode about two new Vanderpump Rules adjacent programs, The Valley on Bravo and Vanderpump Villa on Hulu. So check out the bonus feed for that. Thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.